Several hours before the polls closed on Tuesday, Petersburg's polling place ran out of official Republican ballots. They had received only 400 from the Division of Elections. The division had based that number on the number of Republican voters in past primaries, but the division's elections system manager, Shelley Groudon, said a lot more people chose the Republican ballot than the state had expected.
This is really actually surprising to the division because When we look at the number of voters who voted on the Republican ballot in the last three primary elections, we had enough ballots to cover all of that. And more voters have voted in the 2008 primary election for the Republican ballot than we have had in the last three elections.
Petersburg was not alone. Wrangell had the same problem. When the precincts ran out of official ballots, Republican voters were given photocopies of sample Republican ballots to fill out. Those ballots will count, but under state rules, Groudon said they would have to be counted by the division.
Those ballots will be counted, but they will be coming back here to the director's office. We will have to produce what's called a facsimile of those ballots with a bipartisan board and then get those ballots scanned.
Groudon said that work won't start until early next week. There are over 200 of these ballots to count from Petersburg alone. Combined with all the absentee and question ballots, there are still a lot of votes to count, so the Republican candidates for House District 2 were not quite ready to claim victory or concede defeat Tuesday night, but with the majority of votes counted, incumbent Republican Peggy Wilson of Wrangell was winning by a substantially secure margin over challenger Stephen Samuelson of Petersburg.
I know this is all just preliminary because there's votes yet in Wrangell and Petersburg that will be counted in Juneau. But I am very pleased, obviously, and I am surprised because I thought it would be a lot closer than that. Because Stephen ran real hard and he really went door to door. He campaigned a lot like I campaign, and so I was really worried. So I'm pleased, but I won't be celebrating until we get all the results in.
The unofficial results showed Wilson with 63% of the vote, while Samuelson, a political newcomer, had about 37%. Samuelson was upbeat. While he was not ready to concede until all the votes were counted, he said the campaign had been one heck of a ride.
And it's been amazing the support that I've gotten for not having any name recognition and traveling and getting people behind me. It's been humbling and absolutely amazing. And I look forward to, if not this time, doing it again.
There was no shortage of ballots for Democrats in District 2, and for the district House race, Democrats chose Sitkin Lily Herwald by a large margin.
I really appreciate everybody who came out and voted in the primary, and certainly we've had our campaign has been great grassroots support, a lot of people volunteering for the campaign, contributing, and I guess I'm just really excited going on into the general with the idea of getting around to the communities in Southeast Alaska and District 2. I can't wait to spend more time in Petersburg and visit Wrangell and hear what people have to say there. And I think my big message is wanting to work hard on behalf of Alaskans and to bring Alaskans together. So I'm really honored at the opportunity and that the voters had confidence in me, and I'm very appreciative.
Herwald is a grant writer with the Southeast Regional Health Consortium and a former public radio station manager. She took 71% of the district-wide vote, compared to about 29% for Marco Dapsovich, who is the mayor of Sitka. Dapsovich did not hesitate to concede Herwald's big win.
Well, I think they'd call it a landslide, and I'm a little bit disappointed. I honestly didn't expect to win this, but I thought it was going to be a lot closer than that.
Still, Dapsovich said it was good to see a contested primary for both parties. The Division of Elections expects to finalize the results by its statutory deadline, which is within 15 days after the election. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.